Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going
on. Gee,
Daniel!
Hey, everyone.
How's
on?
A good one.
Yeah, Zoom kill half of the screen.
What kind of blackmail DJ Khaled be having to get all these people on his albums?
I don't know.
He's the best.
God, it is a God where he's from, you know, like... And that's the thing, that people go to Khaled house to do this thing. And the man just go to his house to check.
Juice, Uju, Skilly Bang,
right.
21.
And you know, the Juice WRLD was done. It wasn't like an old Juice WRLD song that they put and said, yeah, I want that one.
Mm.
It was actually Juice made that for Khaled to check. Because even you hear him say it's an intro. So I was like, ah, okay, so this was put together before. So that makes me wonder, like, how much music out there is in the vault, dog? Like...
I feel like a lot of singers have like vaulted songs. It's like, oh man, I missed it. I was supposed to drop it in 2016 on the first, and it doesn't work now. That's the second.
No, but it's true though, because even like Beyonce's new album, I think Cozy, like that was written like 5 years ago or something like that. Only now getting used.
What?
And it's supposed to be on like a different beat or some nonsense like that.
Late checks? Those type of checks I like. Actually, no, I don't think I like late checks.
delayed. It's like, nah, we need that money later, so we'll get it later.
Hey, you just come back to you as a blessing. Wow.
It's like, oh shit, I had that one. You ever hide money from yourself so you can find it later?
Yes, I still do that to this day. I have some money that I have stashed around in some books. Just wait until I open those books again.
Nothing sweeter than when you're going up in a purse or inside a pants or something, you find money.
You check, especially you broke snow.
Check? You're just thinking about how you're going to be bougie with this money right now.
Like, you done say, boy, cereal for dinner every day for the week. You know? Are you $20?
Let's see, boys, revolve.
Yeah, so, Daniel, you met Evron, right?
Something like that.
Something like that, what I mean?
Something like that.
Like, you just saw his head cross the fence, you're like, oh, I wonder what that belonged to.
I remember a traumatic experience called Adventist school. Pretty sure he was there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we are. The good old days.
I wouldn't call it that. It was the days.
Nah, it was the good old days for me because the rest of my days were spent in Veggie World.
So no good memories from Adventist school. You also share two stories from Adventist school.
Some was good.
Was it like, what was traumatic about Adventist school? Was it like the social aspect or the school aspect?
I feel like the social aspect was fine. We met cool people. It was just like everything else. They didn't realize they were having a school.
Yeah, the teacher wasn't ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I know Daniel was good studious, you check. So I was like,
yeah.
I feel like the traumatic part coming with teachers like Mr. Knight being responsible for the rest of your future.
Them men were on vibes and prayer, nothing else. What curriculum?
Yeah, I remember them Mr. Knight come school, bro. In my last biology exam before I left Antigua, dog. We sitting out in the classroom, time to do the exam, right? All of us sitting on our desk waiting. And we watch our teacher walk past the classroom, and the look on his face didn't tell us that this man remembered that the exam was today or right now. He didn't look like he was passing the classroom to come back, you check?
Yeah.
Because he would at least look in and then, you know, say, yo, I'm coming back because of the time. This man walked straight. 20 minutes past, we're like, yo, fam, you know, this man clearly must not have remembered. And he went, and we're like, yo, Mr. Knight. He's like, yeah. And we're like, exam? He's like, oh, shit, wait, today? And we're like, bro. And he literally went and made up the exam real quick and came back and gave it to us, bro. Well, I tell you, this man was a joke.
So he didn't even have it prepared.
Bro! I'm telling you, bro. Listen. But you were in, Timon?
Yeah, the integrated science. Yeah. With them two, I know, a teacher. Edwards and somebody was teaching at the point in time. I think she teached IT at one time and she sucked.
At least you didn't have the stress of your integrated science teacher changing when you were in fifth form.
Well, true.
And being forced to do over all your SVAs.
That's crazy, but you know what?
They couldn't
crazy?
Find the records from the previous teacher.
The thing is, for bio, we didn't even do any SPAs until. Well, I didn't, up to this day, I didn't do bio SPA because when I left in fourth form, he hadn't given any to us yet.
You know, Adventist school was alright for me. Because
I was alright. I didn't
do work. I was messing around.
I was in between. I had to do work because I get my head chopped off if I go home without work. So I was working. But like at the same time, I was like, man, who needs an A? Who needs an A? Like, I'll take a B, but like a C. Yo, C's get degrees, you know. So it's like it still works out, but you know. My mother did not see it that way.
You know what's funny? I also have something for Daniel now, because one day Miss Morris confiscated a PS. Is it PSP? Wait, was Daniel?
Was that DS?
Yeah, DS. Is DS? No, it was an SP.
Like you were Nintendo.
SP.
It was an SP. Daniel, let me. She pink DS. SP. God, she pink the SP. I'm saying it, and then when I repeat it, something else. Anyways, and it wasn't troubling nobody where it was. And Miss Morris must still look for something and find some device on my desk. I took it to her office. And I'm like, wait, what? And then, yes, now I'm there panicking, trying to figure out, like, how the hell do I get this back? You know? And she never gave it back, so I have to go get a light blue one to replace Danielle's pink one. And I'm just like, it's not the same, but I think you got the DS, right?
No, you SP. Had a DS. I didn't have a DS.
SP.
Yeah, SP, yeah, I had a light pink one.
Yeah, but I didn't give you like a light blue one just because like Miss Morris took that one?
I have no memory of that. I remember I had a pink SP, yes. And then one day I didn't have one.
Well,
that's all I can remember.
Well, this is the story of how that came about.
You lent it to me, and Miss Morris took it like same week. And I was like, shit. And you kept asking for me. I said, yeah, I can bring it for you. I'm just doing something real quick. I want to finish up this game. And you kept asking me. And I'm like, man, you still asking for your thing? I'm trying. But yeah.
I remember getting views off of that. My mother was like, where did that go? And this is me. I don't know. I think we got robbed, bro.
I remember that, too.
Buy you some so you can have something to say.
I remember that, too, because I was just like, yeah, man. Hope Daniel don't tell on me now. Because so, I was really trying to get by the days that I was planning to rob Miss Morris and break into the office. I stayed back after school. I was staying after school just waiting because sometimes the office get real empty and Miss Gardner would just like leave out to India sometimes. So I could just run in the office and stuff. But then I had no idea where she would have put it. And sometimes...
She had it in her desk and she had a key to it.
No. And sometimes... This counselor would just waltz out to the closet right into the office. And I'm like, there's too many.
Oh, yeah. They had that door that went right between.
You check between the two.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I went in there and I didn't see nothing, like if it was ruffled. Like if I know how the office looked. But like I went in there like, anything looking shift in a minute? Gonna find nothing so I could make a clear decision. And they wanted to go snooping around this and the teacher seen me. So I was like, shit. And I tried that for 2 days. And at one point, I asked McKeelan to go check. And then he was saying that no DS in the office or something. What the old one name? Not McKeelan. McEwen?
McEwen.
Yeah. I'm going to tell McEwen, like, listen here, right? Your mother take my sudden and my wants it back. Right? And he said, no. I said, dog, your mother just get on my skin, dog. Right? And then he said, he go check. And then he said, there's no, like... We call it nothing until India because he had to go clean out the office one time with his mom during like vacation and he didn't find no kind of DSSP, no kind of games. And I'm like, so what I do all of a sudden? Because they're not supposed to give us those games at the end of the year.
Yep.
I never got none of my shit.
Sell that on eBay, man.
Check that they got on a flea market.
And if Makila buying shoes with it, I want those shoes.
Yo, you're not tough enough to have your like parent be an authoritative figure.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I love my mommy a little less, but she doesn't love mine like that. Okay, mom, you're not the same as you are. I can't. You're fake to me.
That's why I always wonder how Miss Grant felt. She was being mean to certain people. I'm just like, you're never going to send your kids here, right? She had like
a son. Your kids good nerdy, dog. Like, your kids are good, like, candidates to be bullied. Literally, like. Bro, when I say I hated that woman, every time she opened her mouth, I would flinch my fist. Like, I clench my shit, and I'm like, bro. She never taught me, but I still had enough reason to hate her.
She never taught me either. But one time I went to a lunch and saw Auntie Vivian was invited to her house. And apparently Aunt Vivian invited the whole family. So I was like, okay. And then, yeah. that's when I realized that. And she's like, oh, hi, Tim, and smiling. And I was like, nah.
That's like, bitch, don't
I know
smile at
me. I know you're from school.
I mean, that's the thing, though, because I've encountered her outside of school. So I feel like that's why I had a different thing to her, because I've interacted with her outside of school. And she wasn't like that at school. It's just that, you know, she ain't like us as students.
I definitely saw she had a different energy when she left school and so, but like when she inside is like teacher mode, but I'm just like, it's not the right teacher mode to have.
Me and my dad would talk to her too, and like as a friend outside, I'm just like, nigga, why you talking to this bitch?
Right.
I'm like, look at this big man ready to school him, and you doing this conversation. I'm like, I don't want you being friends with this person.
Yeah, like she really puts a fair, it's not even like one of them good teacher vibes, it's like a strictly, I will see at the side of the road and they'll pick you up.
Oh yeah. I would drive to Watts and went to Watts.
Right.
And like I said, this woman didn't teach me.
That's the power she had, though, and she didn't teach me either.
I ever told you about that time Pastor Gardner had passed me, leaving Adventist school right there by the Catholic church, and it was raining. And that man looked at me, went out his window, waved, and drove straight past me.
The man was on the Lord's business. What are you saying?
I was like, is that what Jesus would have done? Damn.
That man had a bar in his head. He's just like, and the blessings pour down on you.
He was like, you're not coming in here messing up my letter seats. Right? Pray about it.
That man said a prayer for you, and prayer is more powerful than the right. So you did just saw
that. He was going my way too, you know.
Prayers will take you places. His vehicle might not.
You got home safe, right? This fine star, you got home safe, right?
Yeah, I got home soaked.
Thank God.
He didn't even get sick. It's because of the prayer.
Exactly, that prayer.
He knew if you were in that rain and you brought it into the vehicle, the AC would give you a cold. And he said it would be better for you to stay in your element.
He's looking, I wasn't petty enough to just drop down and die by his car.
Exactly. Hold upon it. If you mean well.
Check. So let's drive off. You hold your heart.
Like, my day ruined. Your day about to be ruined too. Look at that.
Like that, I'm saying. Listen. Bro, Antigua's fun when you look at the things that weren't big things then. Like, the insignificant things are what made shit sweet.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Picking cotton and sugarcane? Huh?
That's pretty significant to me. That's pretty.
That's what I did when I was younger.
In Adventist school?
For a summer job, me and Ricardo went to pick fucking cotton.
Okay, keep going.
We were trying to get some summer jobs so we can get some money. And he was like, what are we going to do? Sell mangoes and fruits at the side of the road, right? And we said, you know what? Let's wake up early and just start work. So we asked Pecky for a job. His bus, local bus driver, farm and everything. And the man said, yeah, just come down every day, man, you know? And I said, like, how much cut did it take up? There's like, they have some big crocus bag, like flour bag, 80 pounders, right? That Pecky would use to put the cotton in. And at first I sat down there puzzle like, this one I thought we were gonna like, I don't know, cut bush or something all day or up weed stuff, because when I came it looked dry and I saw people just pulling stuff. So I was like, oh, this is how cotton come. So I'm there working, everybody in the village see me leaving my house early morning, so like, that's a working man right there, right? And the first day me and Ricardo picked cotton for days, right? And the second day we came back and we like, yeah, no, this is, I don't know if this gonna cut it. And the third day we just never went back, and then Pecky called, like, y'all okay? I said, no, yeah, we just
trying to get down the floor.
Yeah, but, you know, coming back. And yeah, apparently everybody heard about that, because he's like, yeah, Tim and them only work for 2 days. I never go back.
Yo.
Okay, all right.
Not everybody know I want this.
Right? So I'm just like, damn. All I need to know is I'm not good at picking cotton. So if the white people come back for us, I am not doing it.
So first of all, here's my history. Here's my record.
Here's my resume. This is not for me.
This is not a part that I accept.
Certified non-cotton picker.
Yep. Bring me inside, because I'm not...
In fact, I've been banned picking cotton.
Yeah, I'm actually a hazard to the material itself.
Yeah. Every cotton flower, like, plant I touch, you know, catch fire, so...
Yeah.
It's a hazard.
You don't want that in your factory.
You know, you just have good for business. You know, I'm looking out for you at this point. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah, so that's how I ended up picking cotton back in my day. So I'll tell my kids, like, yeah, you know, back in slavery, I used to pick cotton, you know. And they're like, what? But, you know, add up. I'm like, listen to me. Slavery and I pick cotton. Before your time, it happened in mine. If it didn't happen in yours, it happened in mine.
Wow, the lies done start and the children don't ever reach it.
I want them to listen to this podcast so they can know.
No, this should be.
They can't pull one cross, mean I know.
For real, like you were fully like not even doing this shit and you were getting paid for it. This was funded cotton picking.
This man had a paycheck.
The boy had dental, the boy had eye vision.
Disability.
Man said, yeah, this ain't for me.
Yo, speaking of it, nah. Peggy owe me money, you know, or at least a free bus ride. He never paid me for 2 days.
I wouldn't pay you either.
It's like, that was a training.
Anyway, good man, no 2 weeks notice, nothing it's just. Like, you show up.
Come up with your tool, your boy, move yourself. It's like,
at least give me the $2 of the cotton work now.
I always knew that name. I always heard that name around. But it's because you are.
If I ever have an autobiography of my life, I want Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but Becky.
Why, so,
yeah, I'm a Becky, you know.
Okay, so you're bad man, John.
He's tall.
Funny similarity is the bald head.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, you ever watch Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, oh my goodness.
And they have, yes. And they have the big black villain. That's Peggy.
Who, Jumba?
No, yes. Jumba is the villain or the psychic for Stitch?
Jumba is the one with the eyes.
Okay, yes, that one. That's Peggy. Nah, but he's tough, man.
Who won't play Warren?
Everyone know Warren, man. Warren is on his route when he goes to Wilkie's or Teaglands.
Oh, yeah, Warren, yeah.
Tornado.
Oh, Warren is actually tall. Or is he?
Yeah, he's tall, man.
Okay, I just thought maybe it's the bus.
Our bus needs to go in the museum, man.
Yeah.
I remember, so you realize only like one or two busmen actually keep the bus good.
Yes, them all got like they're good. They go with it.
So, boss, my uncle boss. I remember this man had an old bus, right? I'm like, damn, uncle needs to get a new bus, right? One day, uncle gets a new bus, and I was so happy for the man, right? You know, a year later, the bus looked exactly like the old bus. And I'm like, you are the problem, uncle. Yep. It's you. It's clearly you.
At first, I thought he just went and replaced the bus with the old bus. The boys, they look exactly like the old bus.
Bus full of that, no bumper. I'm like, what even happened on your route? I want to know, because when I ride the bus, it didn't happen. Nothing that you, the stories that your buses are you're telling me, dog, I don't see that happening when I'm on the bus. Okay? One thing we're having a bus, man, like his family members, like when you try to pay. Yeah, he used to cuss me out loud in the bus for everybody to hear him cussing me because I tried to pay.
And you know, learn your lesson.
But I used to slide my 250 right up and a slide next. One time right here, drive right, I'm gonna slip him out of my pocket and put it over. And you hear the dollar knock on next dollar and just look up. Right? And he saw us do it and the man loved me up in the front of the bus stop.
Imagine them driving and dripping up everywhere in the car. What
are you doing?
And everybody in the bus like, please hold the wheel.
And that's how you know the cussing out wasn't that serious, because I know after the first shame up, I would never try it again.
I would never. The man must have whispered, Chris, that like, everyone, I tell you, don't go to here.
I don't believe in hands out. No, I never. I used to be shy for real, because back home, we don't have, like, you said you could pull the string here.
Yeah.
We don't have no string. Like, there was one bus that had a button. Oh, what his name was? His bus used to mark Miracle Run 1. He used to go up east, Glanville's and all. But he had some buttons in his bus, and they worked once ever in that shit, right? But, like, for all the others, you have to yell out bus stop. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, I remember the first time bus, I literally sat there, and I saw the bus stop coming, and bus stop wouldn't come up my mouth. Yeah, the bus got all the way to the route and turned around. And it was only when I was the last person on the bus at the last stop, the man's like, wait, you're not getting off? I'm like, my stop was the whole deal. And you know, he cussed me off too. But I was the only person there, so yeah. I didn't care. I told him exactly my spot was, he dropped me off. And I just made sure I caught his bus after that. So I started to catch my uncle bus. So.
I remember the first time Wishes got his coaster bus, a big orangish looking bus, right at East Bus Station. And I went and, you know, went at the back of the big bus, you know, because Rose didn't fight hard enough.
Yeah.
And while I'm back there, I realized that when people walk to the door, they're not just sliding back a whole sliding door. They're doing the thing with the door and the door coming out and then going back. And I was like, what the hell? So now every stop, I'm looking to try to figure out how you read that door, because it's going to be my turn eventually, right? And I'm trying to figure out, like, man, how these people work the door. So while the bus getting empty and MGM getting closer, but every time somebody stepped down, their body can hide the latch. So I don't know what's happening. So it's just now me and Freetown people, and I have to get out of this bus. So now I'm there and I'm like, okay, I see a little thing, a handle. Do I hold this? So I push the knob, I'm pulling, and the bus not open. And the man looked back at me in his rearview mirror, and I was like, I'm coming. And I'm trying to open the thing, and the bus door not opening. And the boy look over his shoulder this time, right?
And then like,
yeah, so the bus must have slowly give me more of his face, right? And I'm looking around the rest of the bus, and people can now looking at me like, okay, why is this guy not coming out the bus? He's just jiggling the handle. So now I'm looking around, I keep getting attention from people, and the door just not open. And then somebody else came and just pulled the door from outside, and I saw how it opened. I'm like, stupid.
I thought about it now, Joe. And the thing is, they're not just going to yell at you and just say, yo, turn the handles. It's not that they're going to tell you what to do now. They're going to ask you if you're retarded before they tell you what to do. You're
stupid. Want to? Toast the handle. Like, okay. Pull the door. Right, pull the door.
Come to that boy. Something so simple.
So simple.
Where I go school for?
Common says the common no more.
Oh. So the boy get bang off by a buster.
By a buster, oh God.
No, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. Check.
No, and
everybody that, because if you're supposed to be a newcomer, that's the memory for everybody. That's everybody know you as now.
Right? Right.
Like be the, oh yeah, me remember he. He may be that boy that had the bus of that. You know, that
people are open the doors and hold back the door. No, 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 fight this time.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's the insignificant things like that that make life sweet going on. It's shit like.
We had a school bus conductor that ended up being called Curly Sue. To this day, I don't know her real name, but I saw her in town like 3 months ago. I was like, damn, go Curly Sue.
Curly Sue?
Curly Sue, this bus conductor, because she wore this terrible wig one time.
Terrible.
And it was curly.
I didn't know this bitch curly.
Yeah, if the worst part is it flew out the bus window. She bro. Can't ever let that down. She's Curly Sue until she died. They better bro. Put that when they do her that
down. Yeah, that's not her name is Curly Sue now. That's it.
That's literally it. No, that we don't even really need to know her real name.
I do don't need to. She has a new one.
In fact, she needs to just change it to all her ID cards and her passport, just everything. Because at this point, that's your government. You
know, honestly, I don't think people understand how hard a nickname goes in the Caribbean now. Everybody no. thinks my daddy's real name is Teddy. Even people who know him and work at airport, like, hey, where your real passport? They really think his name is Teddy. I'm just like, man, you're aye, solid.
Aye.
Them man didn't even take the time to learn your real name just in case.
I didn't have reason to not believe Teddy would
name that. See? Everybody know him as Teddy.
Funny thing about it is, though, that people there's some people who know that Teddy is the nickname, but they think it's short for Theodore.
Yeah.
Not realizing that Teddy don't have nothing to
nothing
do
nothing to do his name.
Not even close.
Imagine when they see like his signature, like where's the T? Oh, it's so silent he didn't see it.
The nicknames, bro, and it's like and it's every time you get a nickname, it's usually your fault.
Yeah.
It's you did something to contribute to it, and when it came to light, you felt bad about it and you were embarrassed. So we go forever that shit. If you didn't laugh it off, nobody remember that. You check? Mm-hmm. If you laughed with it, nobody remember. Oh, it would be funny, but it wouldn't be worth making.
Yes. Well, some of them nicknames are sort of because Pecky, that's one of his nicknames, but his other nickname is Hog Shit.
Mm.
Bro.
And they call that man that in public, you know.
Hog Shit, like, bro.
Like, imagine you in a bank line and somebody just sing out, yo, Hog Shit.
Yeah, check. I know you as an innocent bystander hearing that nickname, and as a person who knows, you're like, sorry, you want to hear that story, eh? You walking over the car, I'm on the hog shit.
Bro, honestly, I should run that. I should just get people on and tell me like the way
interview. Yeah, I thought I was like, yo, if we could interview people about that, it would be like, and yo, yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't ever have to be Antiguan team because that's not just Antiguan, that's the Caribbean, you check?
Nicknames.
And the Jamaican people have some too, but they're pretty much the same as us. You just find more of them. They're more common.
Now, I remember somebody tried to let Gubsy stick on me, talking about you have to spell it with a big Z. I was like,
ooh, why does that sound familiar? Did I drop?
Nah, but you shouldn't. And I remember that one boy I fight against. That one, I was like, she can do better than that. Gubsy. What?
Your boy, but I didn't say because the Gubsy, the body's marble.
Listen. You see how big those Gubsy marble. I don't want to bite to look at those and say, hey, this reminds me of Timon. I don't need that. I made sure I laugh at that and say, man, you could do better than that. That's not a good one.
That is soft.
Yeah.
We're bald. I want to.
Back on mine, I said, please don't stick. I'll walk in the raid, Lord. Please.
That's what you think until it happens to you.
I find it funny people who, like, they don't acknowledge the fact that, yo, this name is actually going to stay forever. Even years, like, the fact that, yo, people are born into this world and know this as your name, and you still get mad when people call it. Okay. It's like,
bro,
grow up. My dad have a friend like that, dog. Back in the day, they made outside a play, and something happened, the boy falling, right? And the boy hurt his head, right? Like, I think it's, yeah, he hurt his head when he fell. Mm-hmm. And he did a holy head, but the angle he did a holy head, right? He looked wrong at holy head with both hands, like he's squeezing his head.
Yeah.
And literally one of my, bro, Mr. Boy, Vincey, right? Vincey looked on the man and just bust out a laugh. He's like, soft, where your head look like a pot cover. You check? Everybody laughs. Say, yeah, like a pot cover for real. Everybody laughing. And then so they start calling this man Covers.
Yeah.
My nickname is Covers. You check? And every time you call the man, even though my dad do it, and I see the man, like, get upset now.
Like, oh.
The man salty to this day, bro. And this is when they were kids.
So,
that man is 50s.
You know what I'm saying? If my past calls best you well, I said, Covers.
Covers. Oh. So I'm saying, bro. That's just hilarious.
It's not even that bad, though.
Yeah, your Covers kind of cool.
Bro. Danielle, you remember Raheem from Freetown?
Turkle Poop. Oh no.
No. Not that one. That Turkle Poop.
Well, that's a good one.
The other one. Because they call the other Raheem Jumbi Dali.
Yes. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, they say he kind of look like that. Oh, that was him.
Nah, he's scary. He look like that.
Yeah. See, names that kind of make sense. Like. It's funny when you say it, but then if I saw him and I kind of got, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Bro, they got, man's in our village got some cool names to know because they call this fat dude Egg Water. And I'm just like,
That's creative because why are you thinking about that? You're thinking about the white of an egg and saying this fat man looking at that.
And then they have the Rumpel. They got pie, but yeah, they got cheese. They got so much.
Turkle Poop Dog.
And that nickname is so wild, man. It's because the boy can run fast.
Ass.
So the word turkle poop.
Bro.
No, it's like, it was like the story they taught us in the year. And so it's like a turkle, but in one race, he was running really fast, and somebody said a man poop.
And then he go ran faster.
So turkle poop.
Bro, this man, and the thing is not, this man made that work for him because whenever he run in and he want to go faster, he go, with his mouth. And I'm just like, this man really, the man really showing you.
He playing into this character.
Yes. The man showing the progression. Like, I'm not even giving you 50% of my strength right now. And you're not even catching up. He said, watch this. And he go. And you see, he just step up a gear. And I'm like, bro. If you keep doing this, are you going to break something or burst up, like hamstring? Because I feel like the man was going plus ultra, basically.
See, now we explain this to, I get it. That I bad my name.
Yeah, the name's solid.
And the fact that he embraced that and all, which is OG status.
And the thing is that he's like an actual talented athlete now.
Yeah. But this man...
Yeah.
But listen, right? From since I knew this guy in high school, right? I mean, high school. Primary school. This man did all the challenges on sports day. Every event, the boy don't take no breaks. He just had energy. Man. And he's like, I can do that next. This man was like,
he would sprint, then he'd go do the relay, then he'd go do this, then he'd go do the next thing. And it's just like, okay, fine. Yeah, you have a sports team.
Are you winning?
Bro, the boy does not let up. When it's football time, the boy run the football. Yes, and he always win by like A lot.
Forget the man could bowl, the man could bat.
Yes.
And then ends up this one, primary this school one... ends up playing college basketball in the States. Like,
bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, this man, every time we came, we had to bring our own ball and we had to make sure we had one at home because we had to bring it tomorrow because this man would pong them away. Pong them right into the bushes all over. I'm like, man, go get a ball. If it is good, you're supposed to be catching. And bro, no matter how high you hit the ball in the air, this man would always catch it. You could hit that shit towards the sun, so you would blind him. For some reason, you're that strategic as a kid. But if that ever was to happen, he would, I don't know, do the mats and then just catch it. It's magic.
And don't bother trapping or LBW with him on the field.
Protest that. Man, look off him. But yeah,
he was the elite. He was the elite. I wonder.
That's why I feel people born that way, you know, and like some people that I see like pushing to be it. And not to say you can't do it, but I don't believe those people understand the type of people they're up against. Because I know some bro. There was at one point in my life I wanted to run fast, dog.
Yeah.
I went, you know, we used to race a P, and I wasn't the slowest. You check, and I'm like the people who win it. I'm like, bro, I ain't faster than me in real life, dog. I would beat y'all for real. You check, and I had that in my head, bro. Until one day, it was an older friend, but he was like a couple years. Yeah, he was a couple years old. I think he would have been like in grade six when I was a kindergarten type of age.
Okay. Friends,
right? And like we're playing football one day for church, for Pathfinder. I was in Adventurers, and then I was in Pathfinders, right? And I remember I said, I'm gonna play with these man, and I run in on the field, right? And he was standing similar to where I was when I started running. I run off and he was still standing there. And bro, the speed that he passed me with in a few steps, bro, my dream was over. Because I know I cannot move that. You know, bro, when I take, you know, like when you're standing on the highway and a car passes you and you feel the pull,
yeah.
Bro, that, because yo, yeah. The boy created a vortex, I'm gonna get pulled in that.
Bro, I know people like that.
And that made no sense to me. That I watched this man run and I realized his head staying still and his body just working on me, right? And I'm like, first of all, I know my head all over the place, walking in the weird way. You check?
Yes,
he did that so effortlessly, dog, because he wasn't racing.
Yeah.
He was literally running to get ahead of me, basically. And I'm not no competition, and he still moved like that. You check?
Okay, so here this. I had a story like that where I fell down to and I was racing. So it was four of us. It was... I was there. There was Eggwater, Javid, and Cartoon, right? And while we coming down Lions Hill, the man say, "You want to race first to church?" Right? And I said, "Yo, I can't run all the way to church. I don't have that kind of energy. I'm gonna get tired." Right? So they say, "Okay, first to Blackout Corner, right there by Ernestine. Is Ernestine? By Erdine Corner, right?" And then I say, "I don't know." And he said, "Okay, well, you can stop by Gail and then keep going." I'm calling names, but Daniel know. and we all let off down the hill, right?
Gail is like the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the let off, right? And I'm running. And this is me. I'm the lightest person here. So when I'm running down that hill, I literally push all my weight so I am falling down that hill. That's how I run on that hill. And once I can keep my foot in front of me, I'm solid.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm running, and this is me. Yo, I just feel like the flash right now. The wind growing, nobody next to me. And then man just behind it. Doop, doop, doop. Because they take off their shoes, so they just feeling foot on asphalt. Bam, 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 right? Three big man, and they like you. They're just jogging back there, but I'm moving, right? When I reach the first little con, I like it. Doom, doom, like Titans. You ever watch Attack on Titans?
Yeah.
When them man do, 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 do. The first one passed me. That's Cartoon, because his foot long, right? And then Javid say, "Watch out, boy." I'm going to say, "Huh?" Right? And I tried to run. I tried to run to the left. And then Javid kind of brushed me, and I kind of lose balance, right? And when he brushed me, he said, "Oh, shit." And he tried to, like, catch me, but I was just, like, getting off his elbow. Right, so I'm off balance, right. And then Eggwater, big, but I know he was gonna be trouble out here. Do, 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 boom, and because I was off balance, he hit me, and I swear to you guys, I rolled when I fell from one house to another because I fell down by Olivet right there by where KL fell on by Amin and them, and I rolled to the lamppost by Gale Yard. So that means I passed Gavin Yard, passed Gale Yard, right to the driveway. And this is
the thing about it is when they brought back up that story about you falling, right? The dramatics. I legit thought they had to call ambulance for you. If I was there, come on, roll down the hill from the top right down to the bottom. Like, bro, really good Japanese.
And she was fat too and skinny too.
Yeah,
bro. It's actually. Yo, would this just grass?
Bro, it's an asphalt road, stone everywhere. So I fell off. No, because we were going to church. So I still had to go to church. They were doing like blood pressure. So down there. So I'm like, there's a nurse down there. So So I end up going down and they clean off my wounds and stuff and still check my blood pressure and whatnot. And they're like, you okay? And I'm in pain.
Yo, stinging.
And you know it was bad because he had on jeans and the jeans ripped.
Yeah. Yes, dog.
Oh,
bro, but the thing is not, then them man's boot me, I hit me down and I said I went flying like in an anime, right? Them man's when they finally slow down, they at the finish line at the other end. I'm like, bro, I was rolling while you, I was still full speed dashing to finish the race.
They just don't know how dead. So either way, them man say, yo, you're not gonna know the difference when we get back.
Don't lie down in the gutter and then man's walking back like, yo, oh, tired. I never do a little jog. And I'm like, hurry up.
The thing about that, when you're falling, it's like, even, yo, like the moments before you hit the ground that first time, you still feel like you can get out this unscathed.
Yo,
like,
the moment you
hit the ground and that first piece of wind leave you down.
It's not even that, you know, dog.
Yeah,
I mean, see when somebody say a coop, and you hear the hollowness like coop.
Yep.
When you fall and you hit your head, you hear doom right through your whole dome. And you're just like, yo.
Sounds you never hear before.
None. It sounds like you're in a soundproof room and somebody only made the sound of wood hitting your head available to hear. You just hear coop and you're like, that sound hard. You don't feel it, but the sound, you know that hurt. That hurt is coming. Like, that's, you just hear hard. And you're like,
The calm before the storm, because it's just dead quiet after that.
But y'all ever fell now as an adult? Because that's different,
though. No, I haven't.
Not experienced, no.
The other day, I was literally just reminiscing on falling. I was like, man, I long to fall down. I just feel it's a hurt.
But you don't want that to happen to you? That's permanent damage there. That's
you passed that stage. I'll follow him, but
right, you know, far I am from the ground now.
It's not even that. No, it's the getting back up. I'm like, dang, I didn't realize the ground was this far. How did I end up here?
My hip, that's Christ.
Bro, I remember the first time when I was like, yo, why kids just keep falling down like that? And I was throwing cushions on me when I tried to like mimic a kid that my mom was taking care of. It's either Rashidi or Jaheim or something. And I'm like, look at it, just drops it down, right? And the first time I did it without the pill because, you know, not really thinking too far ahead, right? I fell down and it's like just before my tailbone hit the ground, I was like, he's so close to the ground. What? And then I hit my tailbone. I was like, ow, I am dumb. Nah, because it would make sense. The kid is literally right there, 2 inches from the ground. I'm a whole 4 inch. My ass is 4 inches from the ground. Four feet from the ground.
4 feet.
Yeah, like, what do you think was gonna happen here?
That's just scary, bro. Like, I just remember the other day because, like, as a kid, as a, like a teenager, I was like, yo, bro, I want to break a hand or something. Yeah, I don't want to feel the pain, but I want to have a cast and see what I'm saying. I just wanted that experience, which and then the other day I was sitting and I was like, I don't want that. Like, if I was to break something now, you know how detrimental that would be to my everyday duties, bro. I was saying, if I was to break my left foot, you know, I have to sell my car.
Wow, can you drive? Okay.
I'm just like, wow.
Why don't be like the regular? The regular folks in Earth and just drive automatic, huh? How about that?
First of all,
give yourself a cramp and arthritis early. How the noise polluting the place with your cranking.
I said thank you. Years.
Okay, sorry.
I put smiles on the kids' faces and I remember being those kids. So it brings me joy.
Because the only person smiling is Every. Nobody else cares about cars.
First of all, Every cares about planes.
See? He didn't even care about what you care about. Wow, you feel as the older brother, everyone. The younger brother even look up to the things that you like.
Don't get everyone done you for dissing him like that. So you
I'm dissing you.
No, that's the problem. Everyone take anybody head free, dog.
Just because you have some bass in his voice now, tell every I'm going to the gym, okay? Test me.
The William Rage take over, man.
How old is Ever now?
You're gonna get pulled up, maybe.
Threatening teenagers.
Right? Yeah, we're going after college right now. No, that's all time move.
Well, I know you lying.
Ever 15.
Close enough.
He going into fourth form.
That's why. Last time I saw him, he was like 7.
And he's taller. He's taller than Timon.
Impossible.
Actually, maybe he's the same. No, maybe the three. No, maybe the same as two.
Imagine.
Yeah, bro, that nigga taller than skinny. He's not skinny light. He's skinny firm.
That's making me feel old. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
I go for 5 years and like all these kids just grow up. I hear Javon about to finish high school. Everybody.
Because you literally don't look back and like, that's me when I left and I don't recall being that. But what is this? Like, everything's just so confusing. Like, I saw a grammar school graduation the other day and I still don't believe that really happened.
Bro, you think that's how the adults saw us? I'm like,
I wonder.
I mean, people are, I mean, no, like, shut up, kids.
You check? But because I also remember looking up and seeing other people graduating before me, and them niggas were huge, you check?
Yeah.
I don't think I look like them when I graduated, you check? I remember them big man that's in our, like, up in the higher forms when you were in first form or something, man. Like, yes. Them niggas looked grown.
Them mans were straight out the prison art section. They were chiseling. Them prisoners were chiseling men out in stones, and then those stone creatures would come into school.
Came to school with full beards and snapbacks.
Them mans were different, bro. Them man looked like they had kids to feed when they go home.
Check. Them mans, like, after they finish from here, they go into a coal mine to look diamonds.
That's not hard. Like, they just look like they, you know? And I'm like, bro, this don't make sense. And then that's why you look forward. I'm like, yo, as a young, you just want to reach that level. And you get there, and you don't even reach.
I thought I was going to go to puberty. I just turned into that.
I thought, because I said the way I look now is what I was expecting to look like when I hit. Because that's what their minds look like, yo.
I'm just like, yeah, just wait until I wake up one morning with two abs and a muscle. And just wait. Ooh, just wait until the period. Wow.
Yep. Try it.
Nope, I'm leaving it.
Puberty is wild, though. Because I remember when I went through my growth spurt and I was tall than Kiel.
Yeah.
I was living. I was looking down on him in church. Then one summer, they went somewhere and came back. And I was like, bro, my neck hurt. Why is your face so high? I don't understand.
Them man literally got big over like the span of no time.
Bro, imagine if parents were like really acute to like the height of their child, right? And then one day they wake up and they say, hey honeys, and she's like, yo, my eyes say that you're 6'1" and I left you at 5'5". You're not my child. And then they just start throwing hands and kicking you out. Like, can you see the growth? For how fast they grow between like a certain just 1 year,
That's how you measure on the wall.
Yeah, but what happened during that summer? Every week they're going like, hey, look, you're getting higher and higher.
Boy, I want to ask him if he had pains and stuff, because Steven went through the same thing. Where basically all Steven's growing happening like one summer. Summer, so the boy sleep and so properly, boss. The man was in pain. The man had stretch marks in his back, fresh ones, you know, and she just red. It's like this nigga was just growing. The spine just extended. He just, you know, like literally just grew in a summer.
The man body in his skin.
Like, if you wouldn't tell you, like, that was a hard time for him because it was painful. And I'm like, is that what happened to every person that I've seen just get taller over, you know? Like,
bro. Imagine.
Nah, that man thought he was Mr. Fantastic.
Is that? He just got his powers.
Do you remember what's his face? Daniel Blucher.
Yeah. I know
that little, you know, short little chipmunk of a kid.
Yeah. Squeaky voice.
I hope y'all know this voice deep. This nigga voice deep as shit, and he's like 6'2".
I know you're lying.
I am telling you the truth, and I look at him all the time, and I scratch my head because I still understand. Yes, dog. He is in class with Evie and them.
And he used to make fun of Miss Patrick because they had this kid who can do a perfect impersonation.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. He was in that class, though. No, our class above. The class above, all that one.
I remember this man did it one time.
Little kid, bro. Like, in high, he was hella short to us. He wasn't actually short.
He used to look something like how Ricardo does look in school.
Basically.
Hey boy, I don't know these people, sorry.
So think about a bootleg Ricardo.
I am trying, and the closest thing that comes to mind is, Bruno Mars. Yeah, I'm thinking of Ricardo and Bruno Mars. That's all that's come to mind. I'm waiting for everyone to send me a picture because I feel like he's looking one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, you can't just find the picture. You have to also find like a video of his voice so I can see the difference.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Gee, who said the man that exclusive?
Because I, if I see his face, I remember how he sound.
I came back and I saw this man and nothing I saw made sense. Nothing. Because I know what I left. Tony, I know what I left. When I tell you the man was a pipsqueak, the man he could get bullied, but I feel like the bully would feel bad for bullying him. He's that type of, so when I saw that song, like, that made no sense.
Okay, maybe this person doesn't exist and you're lying. How about that?
Now, why would we go through all of this? Just to fool you?
Pipsqueak? Oh, me and Daniel.
Character syndrome.
Nope.
This is the let me tell you exactly what's happening. Y'all heard that I'm paying taxes on this podcast now. Y'all like this nigga making money. So y'all said, all right, we're gonna sabotage the numbers. And then we're gonna use this opportunity to take the podcast away from him and then call it something else not related to the title it is now, right? And and I'm not going to see it coming until I see in the, what is that name? The section where you analyze shit? Analytics, thank you. That I'm losing followers by the second I lost all my followers. Because y'all.
You really think we have that kind of time?
Yes.
In this economy?
You're on vacation right now. You have time.
That's besides the point.
Everyone only work when you don't see him. So I feel like if you're calling all day, then he's not working, that means you have time. Right, everyone?
Yeah, man.
Between when everyone's sleeping and when everyone's sick, he's working. I'm just like, there's something to add up. The maths, not maths. How do you sleep till 10 and then work 16 hours, but you go sleep at 5?
Oh, bro. I know on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I have work at 9. And I go to sleep whenever I feel like. And I just get up at like 8:45. Flip over on my side and log into work on my laptop because I work from home. I'm literally working in my bed all day in that position that I woke up in until like I'm done. So I'm like, I can go sleep late because I was technically in bed all day. Yeah. I'm not tired from work. Like, are you tired from work?
And I'm tired of these legs, man. I want to try my soles on my feet.
For real, you need some stand up and some just gel.
Right?
Some memory foam freaking pads.
Just give me a bucket full of gel. I'm just stepping in.
Stand in it?
Yeah, it don't sound... Yeah, but yes.
Just gel supported something. Because it's like... Plus, yeah, you have to wear boots. That's the thing.
Bro, you want me to tell what pissed me off the other day? I went, right? When I first got the shoes, like, I wore down the insoles. So I went to got some Dr. Scholl's. And I put it on, it was working, and then I wore those down too, because I'm just like, man, all this standing, right? So I got a new pair this year, and I put it in, and I bought them. As soon as I put it in the shoes, and I step in it, and I said, that shit felt worse than the one I just took out. And I was like, I just put pressure on it, like, how? I felt the moment when it says, I am no longer useful.
Yeah, that's your last one. Your free trial has expired.
Yeah, I had a demo. So I was just like, damn. So I've been wearing it. I told myself I cannot put back in the old ones that are right there in the bag, back into the shoes, even though it's better than the ones that's previously there. And tell me why? It's because I don't want to admit that I just waste money. So I'm taking one for the wallet.
Yep. Yeah. It's just hold on. Your whole is inside.
Yeah. Next time, read the fucking review.
I understand. Wait, so Daniel, what do you do now?
Organ selling. I mean,
what? On the internet? Why would you admit to that? No.
No, I mean like the accordion. That's what I shot in it. No.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Nah, bro. I'm technically using my degree, so I work in marketing, social media, internet, at a company that I shall not name because I don't need no publicity from me.
We keep it safe. We won't say.
I want to make a guess, but then somebody said, "Hey, you can't say that." And I was like, "Oh, word."
We don't have to edit all together.
Yeah, we just have to edit that out.
Fadoodle.
Put the beep on it.
So, Everett, that's not what you're going to school for, like marketing?
No, just business in general.
No, I don't think I have enough of those. Don't come back.
Yeah.
Damn. Not even in reverse immigration.
Wow. I'm not trying to brain drain Canada or anything like that, you know? Wow. Why wouldn't I want to do that, though?
Oh.
Man, I shouldn't run the country. I'm making all the right decisions the opposite way.
You're already here. Why would you go back? Stay.
I was gonna ask something just now, and it literally just slipped my mind. It has something to do with, when people come into Antigua and so, like, they keep a record, like, what you do as a living. Like, is there some kind of big file that tells you everybody's occupation in Antigua? Like, just like you went into, like, a phone book or something, and you're, like, looking for whoever, and he's a contractor. Like, they
job. You would have to list it as that, though.
Mm.
It's like, I feel like you can subscribe to like those things. You get like you pay to put yourself. So it's like some level of advertising.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
But you could probably just check like the businesses that are registered. You'd see what the people are doing. At least if they're working for themselves. There's like an online database for that.
I wonder how easy it is for people in Antigua to be like entrepreneurs. Cause like,
but you'd have to bring Carolee on your podcast for that.
Hmm. Yeah, because I'm just wondering, like, what if a lot of people want to start businesses? Like, what would be their niche? And, you know, like everyone was saying, like, you can't sell stuff that people don't want. So you have to have, like, a need or want for that thing. So I'm like, what are a bunch of Antiguans going to want that you have to offer that nobody else have to offer? You know? And, like, how, like, what's the shelf life on that? Because, like, maybe somebody might support you the first year. And then next year they're like, well, I already have one. I don't need another one. Like, what would it be? Food? Consumables? Because that's the only how I can see them coming back next year, if it's consumables.
I guess that's how people do it. Like, the best repeat businesses are either, like, food or experiences. So the FET promoters that come back with, like, annual FETs, or at least twice annual FETs, they'll have, like, you know, one for the summer, maybe one like end of year or one around carnival time, and they know that people will come back for that, and you get a lot more time to be able to make sure your product is good the next time around. So once you secure a good experience with that, so I feel like experience-based stuff works, and of course food always sells.
True.
I guess it all depends on like what you're willing to invest in other service industry stuff, like for instance, the nail techs, the hairdressers and stuff like that. They get businesses because of, it's basically word of mouth customer service. So if I go to this hairdresser and they're good, I'm easily recommend this person and they'll get repeat businesses that way. But something harder might be like a vintage shop or something. You're probably gonna get sales like twice a year.
Right, because like nobody really getting shit from a vintage store like that.
That's why I'd be convinced like there's this store, right? I'm not going to mention him because I don't know what he's into. But like he right there on High Street and this man fix watches. And
I know you're talking.
Right. No lights ever on inside that place. But he's been open for years. Something else got to be moving out of there.
Man selling goat horns. To a secret society. I would believe that. I'm making it up right now, but I would believe it. Like, I'm saying it, I'm just like, wait a minute. What if he's doing that for real? That's a problem. Because if I came back to Antigua, I would love to just do, like, a repair shop, you know? Y'all, don't steal my idea. I'm not going to say this again, listeners. But anyways, I would love to have, like, a repair shop and then have, like, a mobile repair shop where I can just weld things back together. Like, hey, yo, my boat have a leak in the steel part. Sort me out. I was like, I bet. Or, like, oh, I'm at a hotel and my sink my stainless steel sink has a leak. I'm like, all right, sellers are coming. You know what I mean? So that'd be cool to do for the money. Like, how much people even use steel plants? Like, woodworking shops in Antigua go hard because, you know, wood easy to come by. I don't know the extent of who need welders in Antigua. Like, it could come in handy if you're working for, like, a shell company. Or, I mean, oil company. Because then they always
need welders. You'd get work during sailing week time.
Yeah, definitely. Because I had an uncle that used to do repairs. And I said, you walk with like 6,000 a day. And so I was like, listen here, when I come back to Antigua, I'm going to have to give you my number. Because, like, what?
I think Jeff would be doing that sometimes. And so, but on the engineering side.
True. I was trying to figure out where he worked. Because I thought it was Crabs Hill with the water plants.
I believe he does that. But I think when it's still in week time, and then he put on there and get that money.
Well, I said, yes. I'm going to have to talk to Jeff too. And if Jeff said no, I was still meeting there because I'll talk to my uncle. Nepotism
for the win.
And the uncle I talking is Kilachi Daddy.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that name in so long. Wow.
When I told everyone and then they thought about Sean Paul, and I was like, it's not the same. It's not the same. I would love to like plan like an event in Antigua. Like, okay, what's new in Antigua besides all the partying?
Cost of living, gas prices.
Oh, okay. Besides the recession.
Corruption, like, I don't know.
Basically, I think people are like getting in. I think restaurants do well, right?
Yes.
I think socially, restaurants are doing exceptionally well because everybody going out, and because of social media too, everybody going out to the top end places where typically, you know, you'd be tourists and stuff, and that upper echelon section of Antigua going. But
yeah, it's regular wild.
People, like, you know, are just going out to those places. You're seeing that a lot.
I would say
the younger crowd is moving more towards, like, you know, experience-based things. Like, they want to do things that are outside of the norm. I think they're trying to get away, not completely, obviously, from fetting, but to do other things. Like, there's a skating rink and stuff now, like roller skating. It's like people do that and stuff now.
Still can't do that. But that's cool.
I was thinking like a bowling alley would be something.
A bowling alley is expensive as hell.
I know. And that's why I'm thinking. It's like the concept of it would make like sense to me in the way that I see it. Because what I would do is I would have the bowling alley and then I would see if I could get experienced people from abroad to come and like have like a little bowling club and then, you know, have like people, you know, like almost like training and, you know, because, you know, there's leagues and stuff for that, right? It's competition. So I'm like, you know, you could get people involved when you're giving young people another hobby. There's like bowling, there's a lot of skill to it, right? And it's something that if you don't have the skill, you're going to still go because you're going bowling with your friends. It's something to do, right? And Antigua, I feel like we lack a lot of something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool entertainment factors. Like, if I'm not going ziplining out to the beach, you know, I'd probably liming into with some people.
You have chill, cool vibes. That's what we have. For relaxation, when you come to Antigua on vacation, you're chilling out, you're going out, you're getting good food. You want to look at music, you hit up this spot, a live band there, you know, you're cool. We just laid back. That's the kind of vibe that makes sense. I feel like when you go to Jamaica and so, them man, they have everything to do, check.
Yeah, they have hills and waterfalls, you know? And rivers. I want that. I remember one time somebody said Antigua have a waterfall. This is me. Let me tell you something, right? That's a lie. And then they say, no, they really have. And I'm like, weird. And then they take a picture, say when it rains a lot, the water rushes over this incline and that's the waterfall. I said technically yes, because of the definition, but if this waterfall didn't make a river, like a serious river, I don't believe it.
But no, we don't have rivers here though, so that's that's the problem.
I think it's too shallow. Too flat. And I think it's actually pretty low. Is an airport, like, I don't know, under the water table somehow?
Probably at this point. The global warming, aren't we all on the sea level?
I won't be surprised if Antigua is actually a valley or something. It's like a big bowl.
Me personally, I would like to see like more adult entertainment. Okay, that's not the right word for it. I heard it as I was saying it. But like, you know, things to go and do. Like, you know, even if it's like remember we went go-kart racing and stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like something that is not hard to do.
It's we not already hard? Have
a, nah. Like, we already have a drag racing track.
It's
why can't
funny, but I think they have one in Antigua somewhere, because I remember somebody was telling me about it. I don't know if it's golf carts or go karts, but I remember they a friend.
Have some off-roading things that you can go and take and travel on.
But it's not really like a race, it's like a tour.
Nah, it's some buggies that you can just rent and go off-roading and like just basically go where it's muddy and spin around.
But it's funny that you said that too, like the whole go-karting thing, because my brother-in-law Carly into like RC stuff and so, right? And he was like saying like he would love to bring, y'all don't steal this man's idea, it's not mine. It's his. If you see anybody in Antigua trying to bring this back now, break this shit. But anyways. Yeah, so he's like, you could just like make like custom tracks for like RC cars and pull on full-on races with the RC cars. So it's more safe and you get to like be an enthusiast about this race car thing. You know what I mean? So you just have like a small track and you race them and you can throw your same bets and do whatever and set up your car how you want. Because like, I saw him set up some race cars and so, and some of them have so much torque in them, right? Torque in them,
torque,
right?
Torque.
Yeah, torque. It's a torque.
Easy there, Magna Stallion.
Just a... So yeah, and like you'll see him put like the race car on the ground and throttle it, right? And that thing will like do a full 360 spin until it's like on his back and so. So you have to control the throttle, and if he lift it up in the air and he like, you know, press the throttle, you can see the wheel expanding. So it's like they have so much power, and then the balance, the control with the, and I like how like he goes to his hobby shop to buy little parts and so to set up like the shocks and stuff. And I'm like, you can really do really good detail work on these, you know, and it can like be expressive because it's basically like you have your chassis and the motors and the battery and the receivers. And then everything else you can like build to design, like stroking. Mm-hmm.
There's customizable stuff, you check.
Yes, yeah, so like, customizable.
As a kid, I wanted one, you check. It was as a kid, if my parents had decided, yeah, that's money we can put towards to that, I would have definitely got into that because, yo, the first time I saw, okay. Everybody always, you know, obviously remote control cars, right?
Yeah.
You see them on TV, like,
but it had gas powers on.
You check? And I'm like, I want one of those. And I used to get those, right? Every Christmas, I would get one. So I was used to that. Until one day, I was driving home, and the hobby shop was close to the store. And we drove that street. No, there was one by Country Pond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
By the car wash down there, you check? So we were driving across there. And I see this man remote control car flying at a speed I didn't know those things could go. And I saw smoke coming out of the car, right? So I said, Daddy, what is that? What? And Daddy said, oh, it's a RC car. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm telling him, no, that one fast. He said, oh, yeah, that one is gas powered. And I'm like,
what, right?
You could have gas powered ones. And I was like, yeah. And then I, you know, it was before, like, you could just go on the computer and just Google shit. And bro, he was like, yeah, but those things cost like $1,000s and stuff, hundreds of dollars and stuff. So it's not, yeah, we don't have money for that, basically. Which I was just like, yeah, I'll get it one day. But then now I'm of age, I'm just like, damn,
that's just actually really cost expensive.
I'm like, I don't know, Dad, you know? It's like, because like, that's out of pocket. I apologize
for
even asking.
Yeah, for even asking, like, wow. I had a bed and a house, and imagine I was going to throw it away.
Right? Yeah, yo. And that's what I'm thinking, like, because like, when you said, yo, that could be a thing to bring to Antigua, and like, I feel like it could go on, but you would more so want the younger generation to grow into it, so you always sustainable group.
Nah, that's why you have to split it. Like, they have RCs, and then they have the gas powers. Like, the big boys come out to play, and they can make it like you don't have no money for this. Huh? But you have real car. You know what I mean?
That one is going to get a certain bunch, though. That one is going to get a certain bunch.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't need everybody to get it right away. You have to build up the hype. So, like, oh, only people who can afford it. So, it's like the Apple to Android effect, basically. I know you're an Android person, Daniel, but it is what it is.
Wow.
It's not personal.
It's not personal. So it's like everybody now see their man's got gas powered, like, I want a gas powered car too. And they realize this is the commitment, this is money. So when they finally get to the step up, they go like, oh, you're still using RCs? And they could give people something to work towards. Like, if you get like a gambling license and you have people train bets, that shit could be profitable. I bet they already throw bets on like the real car racing. Now you have a component where you're not too sure, because who knows? Suppose the man could mix like a diesel with the gasoline and he just superpower your car. Putting us in the little cars, because they can do that. Putting us also in the little car, like, yo, NOS is illegal. You see me put anything in my... And yes, you did. So it could make it very interesting.
I still feel like it's going to be a certain group, bro.
Listen, and it's safer than racing your car on the street. Because I would... Look, if I had a race car, you had a race car, and we had to stop, like, a rev engine, I'm going in my trunk for my race car, if you want to race. Because, for one, I'm not going to raise my good up car to get the accident with you around a corner with a donkey.
See, that's you. And most people ain't you.
Yeah,
most people racing, especially in Antigua. Guess what? Then look at you and I get them man no boom boom.
Because it's not the culture yet.
The man them in the Honda get the girl their number. You check?
Wow.
It's literally a dynamic there, dog. Carman become Carman. Most of Carman don't love car. They love woman. And woman love man with car.
Yeah, okay. Is that true, Daniel?
Well, as a person who owns their own vehicle, what can a car man do for me?